Yes, it is. Yes,
it is. Corazones gritan sí, que así sea.
Heavenly Father.
Padre celestial. Yes. Ciertamente tu nombre es grande.
Greatly to be praised.
Grandemente para ser exaltado.
Father, you bring us into your presence.
Padre, nos traes a tu presencia.
We love you so much.
Te amamos tanto.
Just to be with you.
Solo estar contigo.
Just to hear you.
Solo escucharte.
To commune with you, to fellowship with you.
Tener comunión contigo, compañerismo contigo.
Be glorified, Father.
Padre, sé glorificado.
Take your place.
Toma tu lugar.
In each one of our hearts today.
En cada uno de nuestros corazones hoy.
Rule. Reign.
Regla, reina.
Be lifted up, be exalted.
Sé exaltado, sé elevado.
Thank you, Lord. Come to meet with you this morning under the blood of your Son, our Lord.
Venimos a encontrarnos contigo esta mañana bajo la sangre de tu Hijo.
The precious, precious Jesus.
Precioso, precioso Jesús.
We sing it one more time.
Cantemos.
We sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. To your name, oh Lord, praises to your name.
Entonces bendiga, puede tomar su asiento.
Your heart cries out more every day.
Sus corazones gritan más cada día.
Even so, come Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Incluso ven, Señor Jesús.
And one of these days.
Y uno de estos días.
We'll break into eternity, never to come back out of it.
Llegaremos a la eternidad y nunca saldremos de ahí.
And we won't ever have to quit praising. Ever. We will never have to quit.
Nunca tendremos que renunciar. Nunca.
Like it. Nice to see the Carlins. Miss you guys.
Les extrañamos.
So nice to have Jamie's family. Lita, God bless you, sister.
Lindo tener
Tracy, Keith, love you all. So nice to have them. Yeah. Mister, nice to see you.
Amen.
And see you all online. God bless you.
Bendiciones a todos en línea.
We know that the heavens declare the glory of God.
Sabemos que los cielos declaran la gloria de Dios.
And we know that there's a right now the two planets are lining up. Is that?
Y sabemos que ahora están dos planetas alineándose.
Even in the news, a rare event in the heavens just ahead of Christmas.
Incluso en las noticias hay extraños eventos ocurriendo antes de Navidad.
We'll feature an alignment of planets.
Estamos presenciando un alineamiento de planetas.
That a famous astronomer believed was the phenomenon that was mentioned in the Bible when Jesus was born.
Que los famosos astrónomos creen de que es el fenómeno que ocurrió en la Biblia cuando Jesús Cristo fue nacido.
The alignment of Jupiter and Saturn will appear in the skies on December 21st, tomorrow night.
El alineamiento de Júpiter y Saturno aparecerá en los cielos en diciembre 21.
The last time this rare alignment of the planets was this close was 1623.
La última vez que este alineamiento ocurrió fue en 1623.
Next time will be 2400, so it's very rare.
La próxima vez ocurrirá en 400 años, así que es muy extraño.
So as the alpha become omega.
Así como el alfa viene a ser omega.
Okay, and is it the alpha manifestation of God in flesh?
Y la manifestación alfa de Dios en carne.
Now the omega,
y el omega
is the true expression of God in his seed.
Es la verdadera expresión de Dios en su simiente.
God in his family.
Dios en su familia.
The whole purpose of redemption.
Así como el todo el propósito de redención.
So, isn't it amazing the timing?
¿No es sorprendente el tiempo?
Let me ask you a question. Does something in your heart, you see the word of God constantly unfolding to you?
Déjeme preguntarle, ¿hay algo en su corazón que ve constantemente la palabra de Dios está revelando?
And something comes behind that.
Y algo viene detrás de ello.
And says, way down deep in your heart.
Y dice, espera muy profundo en tu corazón.
This is the time.
Este es el tiempo.
This is the season.
Esta es la temporada.
It's for now.
Es para ahora.
Right? You know, Brother Branham said man was always looking backwards.
El hermano Branham dice que el hombre siempre estaba viendo atrás.
Always looking forwards.
Siempre mirando al frente.
We're looking at now.
Pero estamos viendo a hoy.
And we're seeing our Lord Jesus Christ.
Estamos viendo a nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
How beautiful.
Qué hermoso.
Okay. We got lots of things, lots of scriptures today.
Okay, hoy tenemos muchas escrituras.
And I'm entitling this.
Y hemos nombrado esto.
An entrance ministered unto us.
Una entrada ministrada para nosotros.
Okay, because this is 2 Peter, as we know.
Esto es Segunda de Pedro, como sabemos.
And I'm seeing things that the prophet said and the scriptures that are all.
Y he visto ciertas cosas que el profeta dijo en las escrituras.
Again, all my heart screams out, this is the time.
Nuevamente mi corazón grita, este es el tiempo.
Okay, this is the time. This
este
is it is now.
Es ahora.
Let's not place our lives in the hands of the Lord and say, well, maybe someday.
No pongamos nuestras vidas en las manos del Señor. Bueno, tal vez algún día.
Okay. Now, I know, brothers and sisters, there's so many aspects of the gospel.
Yo sé, hermanos, hermanas, que hay muchos aspectos en el Evangelio.
Of which, to see the body of Christ truly functioning.
Lo cual es ver el cuerpo de Cristo verdaderamente funcionando.
In all of those aspects.
En todos esos aspectos.
And in my ministry is just one tiny aspect.
En mi ministerio hay un solo aspecto.
And I'm very aware of it.
Y estoy muy consciente de ello.
Actually.
De hecho.
Painfully aware of it.
dolorosamente consciente.
Okay. Because I know there still has to be evangelists.
Porque sé que deben de haber evangelistas.
Okay, there's still seed out there because we're still here. Right?
Eso todavía está ahí.
So I thank God for those parts of the body.
Agradezco a Dios por esas partes del cuerpo.
Please don't expect all of those parts from me.
Por favor, no espere todas esas partes de mí.
He didn't make me to be you.
Él no me hizo que yo fuera usted.
He didn't make you to be me.
No le hizo que usted fuera yo.
Each one of you have something very unique.
Cada uno de ustedes tiene algo único.
Okay. And Brother Tom, are you online?
Hermano Tom,
every time when we're together with Brother Tom.
Cada vez que estamos en línea, hermano Tom.
God wired Tom, made Tom, and he could reach people, and he placed him there to be a witness and a light of people that I could never be a witness and a light to. You see that God's working?
Dios dirige al hermano Tom a la gente y es testigo de Dios a la gente. ¿Ve cómo Dios está orando?
And so it is with each one of you.
Así es con cada uno de ustedes.
So, from the beginning, that's not my ministry.
Por años, desde el principio, ese no es mi ministerio.
Somewhere there's going to be a little bride, somewhere that's going to come to the full maturity.
En algún lugar habrá una pequeña novia que vendrá completa madurez.
She's going to.
Ella va.
Embrace the promises of God to her.
Va a abrazar las promesas de Dios.
She'll walk into those promises.
Va a caminar en esas promesas.
Because it's by grace that you have faith.
Porque es por gracia que tienes fe.
And that faith that you have.
Y esa fe que tienes.
Will become transforming power.
Será poder transformador.
Okay, and it's going to do something.
Y hará algo.
It's going to work its work.
Va a hacer su trabajo.
Okay, the word of God will not return void unto the.
La palabra de Dios no retornará vacía.
It will accomplish that for which it was sent.
Cumplirá aquello por lo cual ha sido enviada.
So, if I wish I could be an evangelist.
Así que desearía yo ser un evangelista.
Okay, I try to be a faithful witness wherever I am.
Trato de ser un testigo fiel donde quiera que estoy.
And I think we all do.
Y creo que todos lo tratamos.
But I'm called to something different.
Pero estoy siendo llamado a algo diferente.
Each one of you are called to something different.
Cada uno de ustedes es llamado a algo diferente.
So let each one take his place in the body of Christ.
Así que cada quien tome su lugar en el cuerpo de Cristo.
That you be obedient to what he calls you to be.
Sé obediente a lo que él te ha llamado a ser.
Okay. So here we go.
Aquí vamos.
Let's enter in.
Entremos.
Okay. There's power of transformation in this word.
Hay un poder de transformación en este mundo.
To transform us.
Para transformarnos.
Into the very image of the Son of God.
A la verdadera imagen del Hijo de Dios.
All right. Would you open your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1?
Abramos nuestras Biblias en 2 Pedro.
Nothing we could read this by heart without looking at it, I'm sure. But would you stand with me and let's go to verse 8?
Capítulo 1, verso 8.
Because we know, we don't have to read, there's a statue of a perfect man.
Porque sabemos que tenemos que leer a la estatura del hombre perfecto.
God is doing it.
Dios lo está haciendo.
And he's adding, you add, and you add.
Y está anexando, anexando, anexando.
So if there is a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Si hay una revelación de Jesucristo.
In you.
En ti.
Truly,
verdaderamente,
and you are seeing Jesus Christ,
estás viendo a Jesucristo,
something moves you forward.
Algo te mueve.
To add, to grow.
A sumar, a crecer.
Okay, and that's what verse 8 says.
Y eso es lo que el verso 8 dice.
For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall not be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Porque si estas cosas están en vosotros y abundan, no os dejarán estar ociosos ni sin fruto en cuanto al conocimiento de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Okay. Now, who has marginal notes in their Bibles?
Ahora, ¿quién tiene notas marginales en su Biblia?
Okay, do you see a note, marginal note in that verse?
Ahí ve una nota marginal
over
en ese verso.
Over what word?
¿Sobre qué palabra?
Barren. And what does that word marginal note say for barren? Idle. Okay, what is it telling you there? The revelation of Jesus Christ is not idle.
Dice que la revelación de Jesucristo no es un ídolo.
And if you have that revelation of Jesus Christ,
y si tienes la revelación de Jesucristo,
it is not idle, but
no es ídolo,
is working in you.
No es un ídolo, pero está obrando.
And these things that are added in you,
y esas cosas que están siendo,
to bring you to the capstone,
para traerte a la piedra de corona,
to bring you to agape, love,
traerte al amor agape,
okay, is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Es la revelación de Jesucristo.
Okay, now it ties you back to your beginning.
Te ata nuevamente al inicio.
It ties you back to your roots.
Te ata nuevamente a tus raíces.
Okay, that Calvary,
que Calvario,
Jesus Christ,
Jesucristo.
Verse 9.
Verso 9.
But he that lacks these things,
pero ese que carece de estas cosas,
is blind,
es ciego,
and cannot see afar off,
y no puede ver más allá,
and he hath forgotten something that he should never forget.
Y ha olvidado algo que nunca debió haber olvidado.
He has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
Ha olvidado que ha sido limpiado de sus propios pecados.
So, if this follows the whole thought here,
y si esto sigue todo el pensamiento acá,
okay, you were purged from your sins,
fuiste limpiado de tus pecados,
for the purpose,
para el propósito
of becoming,
de venir a ser.
So we are not just believing, we are becoming.
Ahora no estamos solo creyendo, estamos viniendo a ser.
So you were purged from your sins to become,
fuiste
into that stature of a perfect man.
Fuiste purificado de tus pecados para venir a ser la estatura de ser hombre perfecto.
Verse 10.
el verso 10.
Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, if these things are in, you will never fall.
Por lo cual, hermanos, tanto más procurar hacer firme vuestra vocación y elección, porque haciendo estas cosas no caeréis jamás.
Have you seen people that have fallen?
¿Has visto gente que ha caído?
Then what happened in their life?
Entonces, ¿qué pasa en sus vidas?
They became idle.
Vienen a ser ídolos.
They became stagnant.
Stagnant?
Stagnant. Do you know a stagnant water? Not moving.
Aguas estáticas.
Gracias.
Estáticos, yeah. Vienen a ser estáticos.
Okay. So that's what happened, and because of that, when you quit moving, you fall.
Y eso sucede porque cuando tú renuncias a ir moviéndote, tú caes.
All right. Verse 11, read it out loud with me. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom
of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
So something's ministered unto us. An entrance.
El verso 11, porque de esta manera os será otorgada amplia y generosa entrada en el reino eterno de nuestro Señor y Salvador Jesucristo. Así que algo nos está ministrando, una entrada.
Wow, that was good. An entrance.
Una entrada.
Into what?
¿A dónde?
To a kingdom.
A un reino.
What's a kingdom?
¿Qué es un reino?
Who's the king?
¿Quién es el rey?
Who's the subject?
¿Quién es el objeto?
Okay, are you truly in that kingdom?
¿Estás tú verdaderamente
en ese reino? Is he ruling? How much is he ruling?
¿Él está gobernando? ¿Cuánto está gobernando?
Because we're going right into the body, soul, and spirit again. Okay, thank you. You may be seated. We'll quit. And then I'll go to Ephesians 2.
Vamos a Efesios 2.
You can. And I was going to read just a few verses. I'd like to read from 11 on, but I won't, because you know these things. But just a couple points here. In verse 11.
Efesios capítulo 2, verso 11.
And 12.
Y 12.
He reminds us where you came from.
Nos recuerda de donde viniste.
Okay, and this is the message of grace.
Y este es el mensaje de gracia.
Okay, you weren't even in God's economy.
No, siquiera estabas en la economía de Dios.
You were in a place he had nothing to do with you.
Estabas en un lugar donde él no tenía nada que ver contigo.
And more than that, you were in a place where the word of God did not even affect you, because it could not.
Más que eso, estabas en un lugar donde la palabra de Dios no te afectaba.
But because of the blood of Jesus Christ,
pero por la causa de la sangre
he has changed you.
Te ha cambiado.
And brought you to a place.
Y te trajo a un lugar.
Now we go to verse 17.
En el verso 17.
Because of that blood,
por causa
he
de esa
came
sangre,
and preached peace to you.
Vino y te predicó la paz a ti.
That were afar off.
Estamos más allá.
Okay, and that's us.
Y eso es nosotros.
That's good tidings. That's
Amen.
Good news.
Esas son buenas nuevas.
Okay. And you were there afar off to them that were nigh. For through him, Jesus, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father.
Dice, y vino y anunció las buenas nuevas de paz a vosotros que estabais lejos y a los que estaban cerca, porque por medio de él, los unos y los otros obtenemos la entrada por el mismo Espíritu del Padre.
And if we really knew the depth of these words, we would fall on our knees with thanksgiving, weeping before our God.
Y si nosotros verdaderamente comprendiéramos el significado de profundidad de estas palabras, quedaríamos en nuestra rodilla dando
okay.
gracias.
Now therefore we are no more strangers and foreigners.
Por eso no somos más extraños ni advenedizos.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Really.
¿Verdad? ¿Verdaderamente?
God in flesh.
Dios en carne.
Jehovah humbling himself.
Jehová humillándose en carne.
To come to you.
Para venir a ti.
That you would not remain a stranger and a foreigner.
No te quedarás siendo un extranjero y advenedizo.
That's from death to life.
Eso es de muerte a vida.
That's from darkness to light.
Eso es de oscuridad a luz.
That's the love of God made manifest to
you. Ese es el amor de Dios siendo manifiesto a ti.
Okay. No more.
No más.
Strangers and foreigners.
Extranjeros ni advenedizos.
But fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God.
Sino conciudadanos de los santos y miembros de la familia de Dios.
And we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
Edificado sobre el fundamento de los apóstoles y profetas.
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
siendo el principal piedra del ángulo Jesucristo mismo.
In whom all the building fitly framed together grows
en quien todo el
grows
en quien todo el edificio bien coordinado crece
grows,
va creciendo.
It's not just there, it grows into it.
Solo está ahí y crece dentro.
Grows into the holy temple.
Crece para ser un templo santo.
In the Lord.
En el Señor.
Okay. In whom also we are builded together.
En quien vosotros también.
For an habitation of God.
Sois juntamente edificados para morada de Dios en el Espíritu.
Okay. Now, from aliens.
Ahora de,
and strangers
de extranjeros,
to covenants of, of the covenant of promise
de alienígenas a, al,
to become the habitation of God, the dwelling place.
El arca de la promesa para venir a ser la habitación de nuestro Dios.
That is quite a journey, isn't it? Really.
Esa es una jornada, ¿verdad?
Is that love to you?
¿Es eso amor a ti?
Is that grace to you?
¿Es eso gracia a ti?
Does your heart swell with love to your God and your Savior?
¿Que tu corazón se hincha de amor a tu Dios, tu Salvador?
Okay, for so an entrance has been ministered unto us.
Para que okay. Una entrada ha sido ministrada a nosotros.
Now where?
¿Ahora dónde?
You're a habitation.
Tu habitación.
You're a building. Your
edificio,
temple.
Tu templo.
Now my question this
ahora
morning
pregunta,
to you is what part? What part?
¿Qué parte?
Okay. What part did the prophet say? What part for this day? What part are you called to be?
¿Qué parte el profeta dijo que tenías tú que ser llamado a ser?
Okay. Now where are we called?
Ahora, ¿dónde somos llamados?
We know that according to the word of God,
sabemos que acuerdo a la palabra de Dios,
our bodies were made to be temples of the Holy Ghost.
Nuestros cuerpos han sido llamados a ser templos del Espíritu Santo.
We were made.
Somos hechos.
You were created.
Fuiste creado.
You were designed.
Diseñado.
In your spiritual DNA to be tabernacle in deity.
Un ADN espiritual para ser tabernáculo en deidad.
Now, there's more to it than that.
Ahora hay más que eso.
And we know that the tabernacle in the wilderness,
sabemos que el tabernáculo en el desierto,
the temple of God in Jerusalem,
el templo de Dios en Jerusalén,
was built by divine revelation.
Fue construido por revelación divina.
So God gave specific instructions,
así que Dios dio especificaciones,
both to Moses and David,
a David y Moisés,
for the design of the structure.
Para el diseño de esta estructura.
Because they reflect the true tabernacle not made with hands.
Porque ellos reflejaban un verdadero tabernáculo no hecho por manos.
Now I want you to think about something.
Ahora quiero que piense acerca de
so God spoke to Moses.
Dios habló a Moisés.
This is exactly how you want you to do it.
Esto es exactamente como quiero que lo hagas.
God spoke to David the same thing.
Dios le habló a Moisés la misma cosa.
Okay.
A David.
God spoke to Brother Branham and said, "This is how I want this temple built."
Dios le habló al hermano Branham, esto
think
es exactamente como quiero el templo.
This is how I want you built,
esto
spiritually.
Es como lo quiero usted construido espiritualmente.
You with me?
¿Entiende?
Okay, let's go to some scriptures. My question to you,
vamos a
again, what part of the temple?
Ahora le pregunto, ¿qué parte del templo?
Temple's big. There's
templos
a lot of parts.
Grande, templo es grande. ¿Qué parte del templo?
Okay, what part are you supposed to be?
Okay, ¿qué parte del templo está supuesto a ser?
Couple things here quick. We know this. I just want to go over some scriptures. Hebrews chapter 8.
En Hebreo
we 8. Could go into Exodus, but we'll go there.
Luego a Exodus, pero vamos a ahí.
Hebrews 8, verse
5. 8:5.
Okay. Talking about the earthly tabernacle and the high priests of that time.
Hablando del tabernáculo terrenal y el sacerdote.
Who are those things, or those priests, serve as unto the example and shadow of heavenly things.
Los cuales sirven a los que es figura y sombra de las cosas celestiales.
Now we're talking about heavenly things.
Estamos hablando de cosas celestiales.
We're talking about spiritual.
Espirituales.
Okay, places in Christ Jesus.
Lugares espirituales en Cristo Jesús.
Okay. shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle.
Sombra de las cosas celestiales, como le advirtió a Moisés cuando iba a erigir el tabernáculo.
For, says he, that thou wilt make all things according to the pattern showed thee in the mount.
Diciéndole, mira, haz todas las cosas conforme al modelo que se te ha mostrado en el templo.
Okay. Brother Branham was on a mount many times, wasn't he?
El hermano Branham estuvo en una montaña muchas veces.
And God said, this is exactly I want you how these people are to be built.
Y Dios le dijo, esto es exactamente como quiero
types.
Que lo construya espiritualmente.
Now, this is very, I think it's quite mysterious myself.
Yo creo que esto es algo misterioso.
Okay, and you don't read about it in Samuel at all. About David, but you sure do in Chronicles. First Chronicles.
No lo lees en Samuel, cerca de David, pero en Crónicas.
28. You got to get into Chronicles, you guys, because if you take Samuel, First and Second Samuel, First and Second Kings, you got to go into there, because even in Hezekiah and all of these wonderful, wonderful accounts, if you just take one of them, you're missing so much. You need two of them together to really see that true story, even of Manasseh. One of them leaves it totally out, the most important part, which is phenomenal to me.
Tienes que, and tienes que
Chronicles
estudiar.
Comes behind with these things that just go, oh, wow, you know? It's just amazing to me. So here, 1 Chronicles 28,
Primera de Crónicas,
let's read 11. Here he's talking about, and he's coming to this place, he wants to build the temple of God. God says, no, but your son's going to do it, so he's getting Solomon ready, okay?
Entonces él quiere construir el templo de Dios y Dios le dice que no, entonces prepara a Salomón.
They think I left you in the dust.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do that often. I don't mean to.
That's right.
Verse 9.
Verso 9.
Okay, so he's speaking to Solomon.
Y está hablando a Salomón.
David to his son.
David a su hijo.
And thou, Solomon, my son.
Y tú, Salomón, hijo mío.
Okay, know thou the God of thy father and serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind.
Reconoce al Dios de tu padre, sirve con corazón perfecto y con ánimo voluntario.
Sounds like Matthew 5, doesn't it?
Suena como Mateo 5, ¿no es así?
For the Lord searches all hearts.
Porque Jehová escudriña los corazones.
And understands all the imaginations of the thoughts.
Y entiende todo intento de los pensamientos.
So here we are under the human spirit, aren't we?
Aquí estamos en el... Espíritu humano, ¿no? Sí.
If you seek him, he will be found of you.
Si lo buscas, él te va a buscar.
Okay? But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever.
Si tú le buscares, lo hallarás. Mas si lo dejares, él te desechará para siempre.
Now, let me ask you. Parents?
Ahora déjame preguntar a los padres.
Do we need to have these kind of talks with our kids?
Tenemos que tener estas tardes.
That's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Esta conversación con nuestros hijos...
Remember how many times we brought up the divine parenting of the angel of the Lord with the prophet?
¿Recuerda cuántas veces traímos el
What did he teach him first?
Ser padre divinamente. ¿Qué es lo que el ángel enseñó primero?
The fear of the Lord.
El temor de Dios.
Come on, he scared the liver out of him, didn't he?
Vamos, los asustó bastante, ¿no es así?
And he never came back and said, oh, I'm sorry, I just want you to know I love you.
Nunca volvió y dijo, solo quiero hacerte saber que te amo.
He let him know what fear was.
Él le hizo saber qué miedo era.
Okay. This is pretty straightforward talk, and so was God with his prophet.
Esta es una conversación muy directa, así es como Dios con el profeta.
I don't know. I think parenting has somehow gotten perverted over time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Creo que ser padre se ha venido pervirtiendo con el tiempo.
Listen, kids, you don't play around with this.
Vean, niños, no pueden jugar con esto.
This is not a game.
No es un juego.
This is not just to get you a warm fuzzy.
No es para ponerte calientito y tontito.
This is life and death.
Esto es vida y muerte.
Okay. First Chronicles 28, verse 11.
Chronicles 28.
Then David gave to Solomon, his son.
Verso 11, y David dio a Salomón su hijo.
The pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof and the treasuries thereof and the upper chambers thereof and the inner parlors thereof and the place of the mercy seat. The whole thing.
el plano del pórtico del templo y sus casas, sus tesorerías, sus aposentos, sus cámaras y la cosa del propiciatorio, la cosa completa.
Now tell me, David wasn't a spiritual man.
Ahora dígame si a David no era un hombre espiritual.
He was a prophet entering holy places.
Era un profeta entrando a lugares celestiales.
Look at verse 12.
Mire el verso 12.
Read it out loud with me, would you? And the pattern of all that he had by the spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, and all the chambers round about of the treasuries of the house of God, and the treasures and the things that... Okay.
Asimismo, el plano de todas las cosas que tenía en mente para los atrios de la casa de Jehová, para todas las cámaras alrededor, para las tesorerías de la casa de Dios, y para la tesorería de las casas, cosas santificadas.
So here was a man... caught up in the spirit,
capturado en el espíritu,
seeing spiritual things,
viendo cosas espirituales.
All right, now go to verse 19.
Ahora el 19.
And read the verse 19 out loud with me. And all this, said David, the Lord made me to understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of his power. Isn't that a deep verse?
Todas estas cosas,
isn't that
David,
just beautiful?
Me fueron trazadas por la mano de Jehová que me hizo entender todas las obras del diseño. ¿No es eso hermoso?
So David,
es que David,
spiritual man,
un hombre espiritual,
caught up in the spirit.
Capturaron el espíritu.
So when that temple was built,
cuando ese templo fue construido,
it was built according to signs, a physical representation of something going on in the spiritual realm.
Fue construido científicamente en algo que ocurría en el reino espiritual.
And the prophet of God in this day,
y el profeta de Dios en este día,
caught up in the spirit,
capturado en el espíritu,
brought up into heavenly places in Christ Jesus,
traído a lugares celestiales en Cristo,
instructed by God,
instruido por
how to make a spiritual temple for the living God,
cómo hacer el templo espiritual para Dios.
Okay, you're with me?
¿Entiende?
Okay, God's ultimate design,
ahora el último diseño de Dios,
is the temple.
Es el templo.
He is building.
Es un edificio.
That you are growing into.
Es un edificio al cual estás creciendo.
It's a spiritual temple.
Es un templo espiritual.
In the bodies,
en los cuerpos,
spirits,
espíritus,
and souls,
y almas,
bodies,
cuerpos,
spirits,
espíritus,
spirits,
espíritus,
human spirits,
espíritus humanos,
conscious,
conciencias,
imagination,
imaginación,
reason,
razonamiento,
right? Affections.
Affection.
Of his elect. Their bodies.
De sus elegidos.
Their bodies become the temples of the Holy Ghost.
Los cuerpos vienen a ser templos del Espíritu Santo.
But as we grow into Christ,
pero como crecemos en Cristo,
we see that we are to become not just the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Vemos que no solo
in general.
Vemos que no solo venimos a ser templos del Espíritu Santo en general,
but specific parts of that temple.
Pero partes específicas de ese templo.
We can see the work of the Lord in us.
Vemos el trabajo del Señor en
making
nosotros,
us
haciéndonos
into what we become a part of by faith.
A lo que venimos a ser parte por fe.
In other words,
otras palabras,
I'm looking at scriptures and I'm coming down to this.
Veo escrituras y
and the quotes. We become,
concluyen esto, venimos a ser,
we've turned a corner.
Venimos a ser,
from what to what?
De qué a qué?
From what?
De qué?
To becoming. We become,
venimos a ser,
that
eso,
which we,
eso que,
by faith,
por fe,
enter into.
Entramos.
Yeah. Let me re-say it again. We become,
venimos a ser,
that which we,
eso lo cual,
by faith,
nosotros por fe,
enter into.
Entramos en.
Okay. Some common ones here, because I want to get these. 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Vamos a 1 Corintios capítulo 3.
Common becomes very precious. Nothing in the scripture should ever become common to us. True? 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
1 Corintios 3.
Verse 16.
16.
Okay. He's talking about man and works.
Está hablando de hombre y trabajos.
And there's all kinds of men with all kinds of works.
Y hay todo tipo de hombre con diferentes tipos de trabajos.
And if your works are not of God,
si tus obras no son de Dios,
you're going to look pretty miserable before him.
Vas a ser muy miserable ante él.
Right? Okay. Verse 15.
Verso 15.
Yeah. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved so as by fire.
Si la obra de alguno se quemare, él sufrirá pérdida, si bien él mismo será salvo, aunque así como por fuego.
Brother Keith, do you remember Brother Vail teaching on that verse?
Esa es la llave.
People are going to be standing before God in shreds and smoke coming out of them and a miserable lot. Huh? Can you imagine that?
La gente estará en pie delante de Dios y...
You'll be burned.
Y humo y
but you'll still be there.
Destrozados estarán delante del Señor.
But pretty shameful.
Estarán muy apenados.
Verse 16.
Verso 16.
Know you not that you are the temple of God?
¿Sabéis que sois templo de Dios?
And that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
Que el Espíritu de Dios mora en vosotros.
Now you can affect this. You can affect it.
Okay.
Okay.
Usted lo puede afectar.
If any man defile that temple,
si algún hombre renuncia a ese templo,
God's going to destroy.
Dios lo va a destruir.
Hey Solomon, this isn't something to play around with. This is life and death.
Hey Salomón, esto no es algo con lo cual jugar. Esto es vida y muerte.
Parents become parents.
Padres.
Fathers become fathers.
Papás sean
papás.
This
isn't a plague little Sunday school game that you play.
Esto no es un, no es una escuela dominical, un juego de escuela dominical.
So few these days understand the fear of God.
Muy pocos entienden el temor a Dios.
But isn't it interesting?
¿No es esto interesante?
Those few.
Esos pocos.
Who walked in the fear of God.
Que caminan en el temor a Dios.
Were filled with the love of God more than anybody else.
Serán llenos con el amor de Dios más que otro.
Right? Did you ever see anybody that loved God more than the prophets?
Ve a alguien que ame más a Dios que a los profetas.
If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy. Which temple you are? That's the end of verse 17.
Final del verso 17. Si alguno destruye el templo de Dios, Dios lo destruirá a él, porque el templo de Dios, el cual sois vosotros, santo es.
Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
1 Corintios capítulo 6.
So you can affect, you can defile the thing you were created to be.
Okay, usted puede destruir la cosa que ha sido creado a ser.
Verse chapter 6 now, verse 15.
6:15.
Okay. Don't you know that your bodies are the members of Christ?
¿Sabéis que vuestros cuerpos son miembros de Cristo?
Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? God forbid.
¿Quitaré pues los miembros de Cristo y los haré miembros de una ramera? De ningún modo.
Don't you know that he which is joined to a harlot is one body?
¿No sabéis que el que se une con una ramera es con un cuerpo con ella?
For two saith he shall be one flesh.
Porque dice, los dos serán una sola carne.
But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Pero el que se une al Señor, un espíritu es con él.
One spirit, what spirit would that be?
Un espíritu, ¿qué espíritu sería?
His or mine?
Él o el mío.
Huh? Which? His.
El de él.
Flee fornication. Every sin that man does without the body is without the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body.
Huid de la fornicación. Cualquier otro pecado que el hombre cometa está fuera del cuerpo, mas el que fornica contra su propio cuerpo peca.
Okay, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, that you have of God, and you are not your own?
¿O ignoráis que vuestro cuerpo es templo del Espíritu Santo, el cual está en vosotros, el cual tenéis en Dios, y que no sois de sois vuestros?
That's what David was trying to tell Solomon. You're not your own.
Eso es lo que David estaba diciendo, tratando de decirle a Pablo. No eres de ti mismo.
That's what we need to tell each other. You're not your own.
Eso es lo que usted tiene que decir a sí mismo. No, tú no te perteneces.
You are bought. You're a purchased possession.
Eres comprado. Eres
you
una
belong to the
comprada.
One who bought you. Okay. We take these things serious.
Tomamos
before
estas
God.
Cosas seriamente.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 19 again. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, and which you have of God, and you are not your own? Verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, 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 and in your spirit.
Yes.
And in your spirit.
En el verso 20, porque habéis sido comprados con precio, glorificad pues a Dios en vuestro cuerpo, en vuestro espíritu.
You know where I'm going then, don't you? Body, soul, spirit. What's he doing? The work.
¿Qué es lo que el espíritu está haciendo? Okay. Su trabajo.
So you could be part of the temple.
Así que podría ser parte del templo.
And not do that part.
No hacer esa parte.
Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
2 Corintios 6.
Verse 16. Okay. What agreement has the temple of God with idols?
¿Qué acuerdo hay entre el templo de Dios y los ídolos?
Okay. Now you're the temple of the living God.
Porque vosotros sois templo del Dios viviente.
As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them.
Como Dios dijo, habitaré y andaré entre ellos.
And I will be their God and they shall be my people.
Y seré su Dios y ellos serán mi pueblo.
Okay, so it's all a big happy thing. No, he says no. What's the next verse? Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Oh.
Okay, ¿acaso todo es feliz? Vean el 17, por lo cual salid en medio de ellos y apartaos, dice el Señor, y no toquéis lo inmundo, y os recibiré.
Well, that's not very nice.
Eso no es muy lindo.
Let's cut that verse out of your Bible.
Cortemos ese verso de la Biblia.
Why would he say, and then I will receive you?
¿Por qué él diría, y te recibiré?
Well, if I don't, will he won't receive me then?
¿Y si yo no lo hago, me recibiría él?
See, Paul understood these things.
Vea, Pablo comprendía estas cosas.
And when he wrote to the Romans,
cuando él escribió a los romanos,
he said, behold the goodness and the severity of God.
Vean la bondad y severidad de Dios.
And I was so excited because I said, aha, that's exactly the way our prophet preached.
Y estaba muy contento porque, aha, esto es lo que el profeta exactamente predicó.
Okay. And he preached both sides, and you got to have both sides.
Y predicó ambos lados, tenía que tener ambos lados.
Because you will not understand the goodness until you understand the severity that could be there.
Porque no entenderías la bondad.
Otherwise,
si no entiendes la
severidad. Grace is cheap grace, right?
Porque si no sería una gracia barata.
Okay. But if you separate yourself,
pero si te separas tú mismo,
it's not a choice.
No es una elección.
Okay, I will receive you.
Te recibiré.
And will be a father unto you.
Y seré un padre para ti.
And you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord of God Almighty.
Dice el Señor Todopoderoso.
Okay. Now, it is evident.
Dice, es evidente
that spiritual growth
que el crecimiento espiritual
is given
es dado
and expected
y esperado
in the lives of the believer.
En las vidas de los creyentes.
And it is that spiritual growth
y es ese crecimiento espiritual
that actually determines
que verdaderamente determina,
oh, are you with me?
Oh, ¿me entiende?
The placement of that believer.
La colocación de ese creyente.
Okay. If you look at the very end of Revelation,
si mira al final de Apocalipsis,
and you see the new Jerusalem,
y ve la nueva Jerusalén,
you see, what do you see?
Ve, ¿qué es lo que ve?
You see the new Jerusalem. What is the new Jerusalem?
Ve la nueva Jerusalén, ¿qué es lo que ve?
Who is the new Jerusalem?
¿Quién es la nueva Jerusalén?
It's who?
¿Es quién?
I saw a city. Let me show you the bride.
Vi una ciudad,
the holy city.
Déjame mostrarte la,
descending from where?
Déjame mostrarte la novia.
Heaven. What does Hebrews say? The New Jerusalem,
la Nueva Jerusalén,
is the mother of us all.
Es madre de sí misma.
I'm burst out of something spiritual.
Y, despide algo espiritual.
Okay? So when you see the New Jerusalem, you see who?
Y cuando tú ves la Nueva Jerusalén, ¿tú a quién ves?
The bride.
La novia.
So how does it describe in Revelation 19?
¿Cómo está escrita en Apocalipsis?
I saw, there she is.
La vi, ahí está.
There's the bride.
Ahí está la novia.
The heavenly Jerusalem.
La Jerusalén espiritual.
Descending out of heaven.
Descendiendo del cielo.
Having the what?
Teniendo qué?
Having the what?
Teniendo qué?
Having the glory of God.
La gloria de Dios.
What is that?
¿Qué es eso?
That is the prayer of John 17 answered.
Esa es la oración de Juan 17 contestada.
Okay? And God is answering the prayer of his own son.
Y Dios está contestando la oración de su propio hijo.
For we will be what?
Porque seremos
and que, I will give them my glory.
Y les daré mi gloria.
And he sees the bride.
Y él ve la
she
gloria.
Has his glory.
Tiene su gloria.
His prayer is answered.
Su oración es contestada.
She looks like him.
ella se ve como él.
And she used to look like as Jasper.
Jasper.
Okay. So what is it a revelation for?
¿Y qué es eso en Apocalipsis 4?
He used to look like as Jasper.
Él se ve como Jasper.
Looking at the bride.
Miren a
and
la
she
novia.
Is a Jasper stone.
Ella es una piedra de Jasper.
She's become a chip off the old block.
Ella ha sido una parte
so
de su propio,
much in his image.
De su bloque, mucho de su imagen.
So here is this bride.
Aquí es esta novia.
The bride all down through seven church ages.
La novia de todas las siete
that
edades.
Has the spirit of God.
Tiene el espíritu de Dios.
That holds the word of God.
Tiene la palabra de Dios.
Listen, brothers and sisters.
Escuchen, hermanos.
And every word she is given is life and precious
en
to her.
Cada palabra que le es dada es vida y es preciosa
and
para
never
ella.
Becomes common.
Y nunca viene a ser
and
vacía.
She lives in it.
Y vive en
she
ella.
Walks in it.
Camina.
She loves it.
La ama.
She worships in it.
La adora.
She is it.
Ella es eso.
And then down to this age.
Y bajo esta edad.
Finally, redemption can take place.
Finalmente, la redención toma lugar.
He says, ah.
Y dice,
yeah, I'm going to show you the pattern on the month, William Branham. Huh?
Te mostraré yeah. el patrón, William yeah. Branham.
I want you to speak, and this is how I want you to build this temple.
Quiero que hables, quiero que así construyas el templo.
This message comes out,
este
and that message
sale.
Comes out, and this message comes
y este
out.
Otro sale.
He says, what's going on?
Oh, ¿qué pasa?
He's building that temple.
Oh, la está construyendo
and there
templo.
She is,
ahí está
at
ella.
The end time.
Al fin, al
there she
final.
Is, so beautiful.
Ahí está, hermosa.
And what about that? Where's the temple?
¿Dónde está el templo?
In that city.
En esa ciudad.
There isn't one.
Ahí hay uno.
Why? That is the temple.
La novia, ese es el templo.
That is the temple.
Ese es el templo.
What's the habitation?
¿Qué es la habitación?
That's the habitation of God.
Esa es la habitación de Dios.
And there's a wall around it.
Y hay un muro alrededor.
And who's inside the gates?
¿Quién está dentro de esas puertas?
The bride.
La novia.
Who's outside the gates?
¿Quién está fuera?
Everybody else.
Todo mundo.
Got eternal
los demás.
Life. Thank God.
Obtieron
I love
vida eterna,
it. I'm so glad he's got
amo.
Eternal life. Brother Branham. Brother Vail talks about this, Brother Keith. When Brother Branham came to him, I think he said 1964. He says, do all you can for the kingdom of God.
Dice a todo lo que usted pueda por el reino
you don't know how many millions
no saben ustedes cuántos millones estarán fuera de esa ciudad con vida eterna.
Yeah. There you go, Brother Steve. You do everything you can for that kingdom. It's none of our business where they belong.
No es nuestro negocio donde ellos
you just try to help them.
Solo trata de ayudarlos.
I like what it said, be all they can be in Christ.
Me gusta lo que dice, sé todo lo que puedes en Cristo.
Okay. So here,
aquí,
the spiritual growth.
El crecimiento espiritual.
Here, did you hear what I said?
Escucha lo que dije.
We become
venimos a ser
that
eso.
Which we by faith and revelation enter into.
Por fe entramos en.
You with me?
Yes.
You become the city.
Vienes a ser
isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Es interesante.
You become a habitation.
Vienes a ser esa habitación.
You become the temple.
Vienes a ser el templo.
What part of the temple?
¿Qué parte del templo?
The most holy place.
El lugar santísimo.
It's where you belong.
Es donde
perteneces. You're not in the outer courts.
No en los atrios.
You're not even in the holy place.
Ni siquiera en el lugar
we'll get
santo.
Into it.
Entraremos ahí.
Here.
Aquí.
Are you with me today?
Me sigue.
This is all about becoming. This isn't yes. just a thing. This is God happening.
Dios
and you keep hearing this thing in your spirit from the Lord says, now is the time.
Yes, escucho. Continúo diciendo,
now is the time. Now is the time. This is the time for this to happen, Brother Alfred, right?
Este es el tiempo que acontezca.
This isn't just something, oh, that's a nice sermon. Oh, that was,
no
that
es solo
was
que es un
no,
sermón.
There's the word of God with transforming power. And it's working in my conscience. It's working in my memory.
Obrando en mi conciencia.
Huh? Working my imagination. It's really working in my affection.
Es verdaderamente obrando mi afección.
This world is not my home.
Este mundo
they can
no
have
es
it.
Mi hogar.
I don't like it.
That's right.
My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue, and those words are becoming more precious by it. Right, Pam? Is that true?
Y mis tesoros están siendo guardados. ¿Dónde? Sus palabras son verdad.
Okay. Now let's go to the book of Hebrews.
Vamos al libro de Hebreos.
Let's see what we're called to, and then we'll get into. The, oh, because you see, Brother Brandon preaching, he's preaching right out of Hebrews.
Veamos dónde hemos sido llamados.
Brother Branham has preached in Hebrews 9.
Porque el hermano Branham habla, predica en el Hebreo.
I have loved this chapter.
Amo este capítulo.
I have been here for so long. I love the book of Hebrews. You know
Amo
that I'm drawn Hebreo. There. That's my book.
Ese es mi libro.
You can have your books. I got mine.
Te pueden tener su libro. Tengo el mío.
Hebrews is my book.
Hebreos es mi libro.
9. Let's go there. Okay. Here we're talking about Moses saw and what David saw.
Y estamos viendo lo que Moisés vio y David vio.
Okay, then verily the first covenant.
Verdaderamente el nuevo pacto.
Had also ordinances of divine service and worldly and a worldly sanctuary.
Al decir nuevo pacto dado por viejo el primero.
Do you know that there's still a worldly sanctuary?
Usted sabe que hay un santuario.
It's the outer courts.
Los atrios.
I'm going to read it to you in a minute. Do you know what the outer courts is?
Y los atrios, ¿sabe qué es?
Lutherans.
Luteranos.
That's what he said. Lutherans are the outer court.
Luteranos son los atrios.
Isn't that interesting?
Eso es interesante.
Where do you belong, brothers and sisters?
¿Dónde pertenecen, hermanos?
Yeah. Okay. Verse 2.
Verso 2.
Gracias, mi hermano. ¿Tú bien?
Sí.
Gracias.
Dos.
For there was a tabernacle made.
Porque el tabernáculo estaba dispuesto así.
Okay, the first.
Primero.
Now he's going right into the building, not the outer court. He's going right into the place, the holy place.
Él va directo a la construcción del templo, no los atrios, el lugar santo.
There was a tabernacle made. Okay, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary.
La primera parte llamada el lugar santo estaba el candelero, la mesa, los panes y la de la propiciación.
Isn't it interesting?
Eso es interesante.
The outer courts disregarded.
Los atrios.
Isn't that interesting?
Eso es interesante.
The curtains, the outer court, the laver, the sacrifice, it's all gone.
Las cortinas,
he doesn't even mention it.
Los atrios.
It's not even in our thinking.
No está ni siquiera en nuestro pensamiento.
This isn't where you belong. In the outer courts. You've gone beyond that.
Has pasado eso, los atrios.
Okay. Verse 3.
Verso 3.
And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the what?
Tras el segundo
veil. Holiest of all.
Estaba la parte del tabernáculo llamada el lugar santísimo.
Okay. Which had?
Tenía.
Now again, we talked about this last week.
Hablamos de esto la semana pasada.
If you go into, where did I read? What's that reading?
Si vas a...
Oh my goodness, all over the place. It was in 1 Kings chapter 6.
Primera de Reyes.
Go ahead and read it. It's wonderful.
Seis.
Not now.
Ve,
I want you to listen.
Es hermoso.
1 Kings 6.
Primera de Reyes.
Inside the temple.
Dentro del templo.
Of stone.
Una piedra.
Was wood.
¿Era qué? ¿Era madera?
Sí. Wood walls inside the stone walls.
Paredes de madera dentro de las piedras.
And the way he describes it is walled ceiling. So you built a wall and put it up horizontally.
Y la manera como lo describe, son paredes de madera.
And so the floors, the walls and the ceiling were cedar.
Las paredes y el techo era cedro.
You want cedar wall ceilings? Cedar wall.
Has visto.
And the floor was fir.
Y el suelo era pelaje.
So David mentions
David
that when you're inside the temple,
que cuando estás dentro del templo,
you never see stone.
Nunca ves piedra.
Now we think of your lively stones, and so you're thinking of stones.
Y nosotros pensamos de piedras vivientes, pero
the stonework is all done before it gets there.
El trabajo de las piedras es terminado antes que esté.
Before
ahí.
It even comes together, it's all done. Okay, so that's a work before you even come to this part.
Entonces es un trabajo antes que tú vengas a esta
me?
Parte.
So when you're inside,
cuando estás dentro,
all you see is wood.
Todo lo que es madera.
Overlaid with gold.
Chapada con oro.
Thank you again, Brother Derek. Because I had never seen that before. Wood represents humanity.
La madera representa humanidad.
Okay, so inside that temple is wood.
Dentro de esta,
humanity.
De este templo,
but that humanity
madera, humanidad.
Inside the holy place, the ark,
dentro del lugar santo,
made
el
out
arca.
Of shittim wood, right? The ark. and out of wood.
Hecha de madera.
But overlaid with gold.
Pero chapada con oro.
Now, come on.
Ahora.
He could have made that ark solid gold.
Ahora, él pudo haber hecho toda esa arca de madera, de oro.
And it would be befitting, wouldn't it?
Sería,
total deity? Right?
Sería apropiado.
But why didn't he do that?
Pero ¿por qué no lo hizo?
Huh? Why didn't he?
¿Por qué no?
Why did he make it out of wood that was porous that could put the gold would be applied to? Because it had to represent me and you.
Porque tenía que representarte humanity. A mí.
First of all, of course, our Lord Jesus, because he's the mercy seat of the
Primero que todo, nuestro Señor
But inside of that,
Pero dentro de
inside of that Ark of the Covenant,
arca,
overlaid round about with gold,
cubierta de oro y rodeada de oro,
wherein was what?
Donde había, ¿qué?
The golden pot. What was in the golden pot which that had manna?
Una urna de oro que contenía el maná.
Why is that?
¿Qué es eso? ¿Por qué?
The spoken word daily food.
A la palabra hablada, okay. Diariamente.
Inside there is
diaria.
A spoken word. Oh, I'm sorry.
Dentro hay, oh, lo siento, la palabra hablada.
I'm in the tent vision right now.
Estoy en la visión del,
And I'm not saying I got an interpretation because I don't. There, here's the building.
Aquí está el edificio.
And here's a little building inside the building.
Aquí está el pequeño edificio dentro
And
del
what
edificio.
Did the Spirit of God say to the prophet?
Y quiero que el Espíritu
He says, I'm going in there.
Dice, voy ahí.
But who else?
Pero ¿quién más?
You. I'll meet you in there.
Tú. Te conoceré ahí.
The spoken word of God. The Spirit of God.
El Espíritu de Dios.
And who else is in there?
¿Y quién más está ahí?
Who else is in there?
¿Quién más?
I saw the line. I'm going in there. What happened in there?
Por dentro de
I don't know,
pasa?
It's a secret.
Es un secreto.
But I'm different.
Pero soy diferente.
There's transforming power going on now, brothers and sisters.
Hay poder transformador ahí, hermanos.
It's making us into Him.
Nos está formando.
Okay, so inside this golden pot
dentro de esta urna de oro
that had the manna.
Está el maná.
Okay. And Aaron's rod.
Y la vara de Aarón.
How fitting this is. It's not just the word.
Y no es solo la
it's
palabra.
Not just head knowledge.
No solo conocimiento.
It's not just I learned.
Que yo aprendí.
It's life of the word.
Es la vida, la palabra viva, la palabra.
Yes. The life of God.
La vida de Dios.
Aaron's rod that budded.
La vara de Aarón.
That had to be there.
Tenía que estar ahí.
In the tables of the covenant.
En las mesas del pacto.
Now in the message where we're referring to,
ahora en
Revelation
mensaje.
Chapter 4, verse part 2,
al que nos referimos,
Brother Branham gets so excited when he talks about these cherubims.
Capítulo 4, hermano Branham queda muy emocionado por estos querubines.
He says, I want to spend a month on those.
Y dice, quiero... gastar un mes.
Derek, are you there listening? Derek got so excited about that too.
Derek
Now that's a mystery.
Es un misterio.
But there's something beautiful there.
Y hay algo hermoso ahí.
And over it, the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat.
Y encima están los querubines.
Of which we cannot now speak particularly. Verse 5.
Verso 5, y sobre ella los querubines de gloria que cubrían el propiciatorio.
Okay. So that's for a later time.
Eso es para un después.
There's going to be a time.
Habrá un tiempo.
Now's the time, brothers and sisters.
Ahora es el tiempo.
This is the entering in time.
Este es el momento de entrar.
This is the time. Are we expecting a rapture?
Estamos esperando el rapto.
Expecting to get out of here? Then don't look quit saying future things.
Okay.
What is the Holy Spirit doing in you right now?
¿Qué es lo que el Espíritu Santo está haciendo en ti ahora?
This week. Today.
Ahora.
This minute.
Este minuto.
Right now.
Ahora.
Okay.
Esta semana.
Verse 6. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God.
Y así dispuestas están estas cosas en la primera parte del tabernáculo, entran los sacerdotes continuamente para cumplir los oficios del culto.
Who else?
¿Quién más?
Nobody.
Nadie.
Okay. Do you notice the numbers get fewer and fewer?
¿Nota que los números vienen a ser pocos y más pocos?
Does God mean? Is God mean?
¿Es Dios malo?
No. Okay, that's in the holy place.
Okay, ese es en el lugar santo.
Verse 7.
Verso 7.
But into the second went the high priest alone.
Pero en la segunda parte solo el sumo sacerdote.
Okay. Jesus.
Jesús.
Once every year.
Una vez al año.
Representing Jesus, of course, not without blood.
Representando a Jesús, claro,
which he offered
sangre,
for himself and the errors of the people.
La cual ofrece por sí mismo y por los pecados de ignorancia del pueblo.
Okay, now we know that's a type of what happened in the Spirit in verse 24.
Vemos que eso es un tipo que aparece en el verso 8.
For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands.
En el verso 24, yeah. Porque no entró Cristo en el santuario.
Which is a figure
mano,
of the true.
O cual figura del
but
verdadero.
Into heaven itself, now to appear into the presence of God for us.
Sino en el cielo mismo para presentarse ahora por nosotros ante Dios.
Okay. Now, here we go.
Aquí vamos.
Verse 8.
Verso 8.
Okay. Why did he go in there?
Porque él entró
only once a year.
Solo una vez.
What is God trying to tell us?
¿Qué Dios nos está tratando de decir?
Tells you, right, verse 8.
Te dice verso
and the Holy Ghost, this signifying
dando al Espíritu Santo a entender
that the way
con esto
into the holiest of all
que aún no se había manifestado el camino al
was
lugar
not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing.
Entre tanto que la primera parte del tabernáculo estuviese en pie.
These patterns weren't good enough.
Estos patrones trabajan
nobody
muy bien.
Nobody could go.
Nadie puede
okay,
ir.
The way into the holiest of all. Okay. Now verse 9 brings you present tense. Verse 9.
En el verso 9
brings you present tense.
Te trae a tiempo presente.
Okay, 9. Which is a figure for the time then present.
Lo cual es símbolo para el tiempo presente.
In which were offered both gifts and sacrifices.
El cual se presenta ofrendas y sacrificio.
That could not make him
que no pueden hacer
that did the service perfect.
Que no pueden hacerlo perfecto.
So what are you saying? You cannot go in there in, without being in a condition.
O sea, que no puedes entrar ahí sin una condición.
What's the condition he requires for you to go in?
¿Cuál es la condición que él requiere?
Perfection.
Perfección.
How can you get there?
¿Cómo puedes llegar
you
ahí?
Can't.
No puedes.
You can only get there unless he makes you there.
Solo lo puedes hacer si llegas ahí.
Because it's all him, right?
Porque es todo él ahí.
Okay, ¿verdad? Now this is serious.
Esto es serio.
These are pictures.
Estas son fotos.
And he's telling you,
cuadras.
While the physical thing is there, I'm sorry.
Mientras la cosa física está ahí, lo siento, no va a pasar.
Now you go to the tribulation period.
Vas al periodo de tribulación.
What appears in heaven?
Que aparece en el cielo.
The temple.
El templo.
Where's the New Jerusalem?
Que es la Nueva Jerusalén.
There's no temple in the New Jerusalem.
No hay templo en la Nueva Jerusalén.
This has to be done away with totally in every way.
Eso
because you're the temple.
Porque tú eres el templo.
Right? Okay. Let's read it again.
Leamoslo nuevamente.
That could not make him that did the service perfect. Nine.
Según el cual se presenta ofrenda de sacrificio, no pueden hacer perfecto.
Okay, as pertaining to what?
En cuanto a la que.
As pertaining to what?
En cuanto a la que.
As pertaining to what?
En cuanto a la que.
The what? Isn't that interesting?
A la conciencia, ¿no es eso interesante?
As pertaining to what?
Perteneciente a qué.
So what is my prerequisite to going in?
Okay, ¿cuál es mi prerequisito para entrar?
Something's got to work in these human realm.
Esto tiene, algo tiene que obrar en este reino
and
humano.
I will not go in
y no entraré.
And only those who have this work of the Holy Spirit
y solo estos que tienen el trabajo
are the ones
del Espíritu Santo,
that will go in.
Solo los que entrarán.
They'll be in that New Jerusalem where there is no temple. There'll be
será esa Nueva Jerusalén donde no habrá templo.
Because I'll tell you what, brothers,
porque te diré, hermanos,
that New Jerusalem is the most holy place.
El San Nueva Jerusalén es el lugar santísimo.
Huh? It's the dwelling place of God.
Este lugar,
it's the presence of the Almighty.
La morada de Dios.
It's where he lives.
Es donde habita el Todopoderoso.
He lived in the, okay, he came and dwelt in a little room.
Él vivió, vino, habitó en un pequeño
sanctified, dedicated to him.
Santificado, dedicado a él.
Right? called the most holy place.
Llamado el lugar santísimo.
He ends up, and that's just a type of the New Jerusalem.
Eso es solo el tipo de la Nueva Jerusalén.
Okay. You can't go in.
No puedes entrar.
Without a perfect conscience.
Sin una conciencia perfecta.
What's he been teaching us all these months?
¿Qué es lo que nos han estado enseñando todos estos
meses? So we could go on.
Podemos seguir.
Verse 11.
Verso 11.
But Christ, being come a high priest of good things.
Pero ya está, ya estando presente Cristo,
who
como sacerdote de los bienes venideros. ¿Quién es este Melquisedec?
Who is here?
¿Quién es
the Spirit of the living God?
El Espíritu del Dios viviente.
Okay. By a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, not of this building.
Hecho por un Dios grande, no por mano de hombre.
Neither by the blood of goats and calves.
Y no por sangre de machos cabríos,
but
ni de
by
cerros.
His own blood he entered once into that holy place.
Sino por su propia sangre entró una vez
having
para siempre
obtained
en el Santísimo.
What kind of redemption?
Habiendo obtenido que
eternal redemption for us.
¿Qué tipo de redención eterna?
For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh.
Porque si la sangre de los otros toros y de los machos cabríos y la ceniza de las becerras rociadas a los inmundos santifican a la purificación de la carne.
Read verse 14 with me out loud.
Lea el 14
Open
conmigo.
Your Bible. Hebrews chapter 9. I love you, kiddo.
Hebreos 9, 14.
I've got to give somebody a hard time once in a while. Hebrews 9, 14.
Hebreos 9, 14.
Read it out loud to me. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the... Now, who? I'm going to ask you a question.
¿Cuánto más la sangre de Cristo?
Who has been before God?
El cual mediante el Espíritu Eterno se ofrece a sí mismo sin mancha a Dios. Limpiará vuestras conciencias de obras muertas para que sirváis a Dios.
Brother Branham came out in greatest battle ever fought. And he came out in 1961, even before greatest battle, and he starts talking about these things. He says, there's a veil into that most holy place.
Hay un velo en, antes de ese lugar santísimo.
Right? There's a veil, and there's only one way to get in that veil. Do you know what that veil is?
Forma para entrar ahí.
Self-will, your conscience,
voluntad propia,
your
tu
senses.
Tu sentido.
He says God has to get in your senses for you to get in there.
Dios tiene que entrar en tus sentidos.
Who's
going to
get in
ahí?
There? The bride.
¿Quién entra la novia?
What did he say? We'll get there. We can't get there now.
Entraremos.
We'll get there next week. What did he say?
¿Qué dijo?
Lutherans.
Luterano.
That's the outer court.
Es el salario.
What it says is the sanctuary, the holy place.
Santuario.
He says Methodist,
Methodistas,
Pilgrim Holiness, Baptist.
Baptista.
He says that's the inner place.
Es
he says you don't belong there.
Santo.
You belong in the Holy of Holies.
Tú perteneces en el lugar santísimo.
Where does Hebrews 9 concentrate?
¿Dónde Hebreos 9 se concentra?
Huh? The way into the holy place.
Camino al lugar santo.
Now is the time.
Ahora es el tiempo.
This has been written.
Ha sido escrito.
Huh? 2,000 years he's been waiting for this to be fulfilled.
2,000 años ha sido estaba esperando.
And now.
Ahora.
It's coming to pass.
Está viniendo
and some people
realidad.
That the Holy Spirit
que el Espíritu Santo,
through the blood of the covenant of Jesus Christ
a través de la sangre del pacto de Jesucristo
working.
Está obrando.
There is power, power, wonder. Really? Wonder
poder.
Working power.
Poder.
Do you know that?
¿Tiene igual poder?
I'm sorry, Derek, we run too fast over words to appreciate him. Really, think about that.
Yes.
Verdaderamente.
Do you believe that wonder working power in the blood
poder
of the Lamb?
Sin igual
what a wonder is this?
Cordero.
Huh?
Oh, qué maravilla.
You without God, alienated.
Dios. I'm
getting used to.
Yeah.
And now.
Y ahora,
look at where I'm bringing you.
Mira lo que traigo acá.
Look where I'm going to take you.
Mira dónde te traigo.
I'm going to do in you what I couldn't do in anybody since the world began, since the fall.
Te traeré donde.
And now, because there's a people that believe me.
Ahora hay gente que me cree.
That I've received this word.
que ha recibido esta palabra.
Okay. They're going to become the revelation.
Vendrá la revelación.
You become that holy place.
Vendrá ese lugar santísimo.
Come on, pull us out. Unveiling of God.
Vamos, sáquelo. Revelación de Dios.
It's exactly what he says.
Es exactamente lo que él dice.
You're behind the veil.
Estás detrás del velo.
And what did he tell you?
¿Y qué es lo que te dice?
He says it's death.
Es muerte.
If you don't go behind that veil, it's death. No vas, it's spiritual death.
Después de ese velo hay muerte.
But to us that have gone behind the veil.
Pero a aquellos que han ido detrás del velo.
And he says, now it's you.
Y ahora eres tú.
You are templing.
Eres, te estás trabajando.
Christ in you.
Cristo en ti.
Okay. Well, I got to read this. Let's start here.
Era aquí.
We become part of him.
Venimos a ser parte de él.
As
así como
you are the veil that veils him.
Eres el velo que lo cubre a él.
Now that leaves a lot of people out. Oh, I'm in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, estoy en Cristo.
Well, what's Jesus? I don't know.
¿Qué es Jesús? Yo no sé.
Oh, let's go have a party.
Hagamos una fiesta.
We become a part of him, and you are, as you are the veil that veils him.
Venimos a ser parte de él, así como que tú eres el velo que le cubre.
You are a part of him as long as Christ is in you.
Tú eres parte de él hasta pronto Cristo es en ti.
As Christ was of God.
Así como Cristo es.
Because God was in him, made him God.
Así como Cristo estaba en Dios, porque Dios hizo Cristo Dios.
And Christ is in you.
Y Cristo está en ti.
The hope of glory.
La esperanza de gloria.
You become part of Christ.
Tú vienes, ven a ser parte de Cristo.
He that believeth on me, the works that I shall do.
El que cree en mí, las palabras, las obras que hago hará.
Now listen.
Escucha.
You become part of Christ.
Tú ven a ser parte de Cristo.
As long
así como,
as Christ
como Cristo
is hid
estás oculto
in you.
En ti.
Yeah. Then
entonces,
it's veiled to the unbeliever.
Está velado a los incrédulos.
But you know he's in you.
Pero tú sabes que
come on, brothers and sisters.
Vamos, hermanos.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
Tú.
I know he's in me.
Yo sé, lo sabes, sé que está en mí.
No more guesswork, right?
No más suposición,
okay.
¿Verdad?
As long as Christ is hidden in you. Then it's veiled to the unbeliever, but you know he's in you.
Así como que Cristo está oculto en ti.
You are templing Christ.
Está velado a los incrédulos, pero tú estás tabernaculizando a Cristo.
That's behind the veil.
Eso es detrás del velo.
Behind the skin.
Detrás de la piel.
Wow. But because of this veil.
Pero por causa de este velo.
The veil again.
El velo nuevamente.
In human flesh.
En carne humana.
Hides God.
Oculta a Dios.
From the unbeliever.
De los incrédulos.
Well, we'll quit there. We got a lot more.
Tenemos mucho más.
Now, doesn't this tie in together with everything? Mm-hmm. Isn't it just sort of folding and weaving in this tapestry that just keeps unfolding? And
cosas que
oh, Lord, every week we see a little more. Every week it becomes a little
más
more.
Semana.
Every week the picture just becomes more clarifying.
Cuadro viene a ser más.
Listen.
Escucho.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why, brothers and sisters?
¿Por qué, hermanos?
Because now is
ahora,
the time. You remember
tiempo,
that.
Recuerde.
Now is the time.
Ahora es el tiempo.
Now is the time for
ahora,
this.
Para esto.
And this.
Y esto.
Okay. It's his word.
Su palabra.
To be fulfilled.
Ser completada.
We're not looking forward. Oh, someday.
Estoy deseando algún día, anhelando.
Someday. I can feel it in my every fiber.
Lo puedo sentir en mi propia.
Brother Branham in the message.
Hermano Branham,
shalom.
Paz, shalom.
Remember that? He says, in my veins.
Dice en mis venas.
I feel the blood of life coursing through me.
Siento la sangre de vida.
But beyond that,
pero más
in
allá
my spiritual
de,
veins,
en el reino espiritual,
I feel the life of the Holy Spirit
siento
coursing
la vida del Espíritu
through this
Santo.
Body. That's for you.
Eso es para ti.
You with me? Now is the time, brothers and sisters.
Ahora es el tiempo, hermanos.
You don't belong in the outer. You are not an outer court Christian.
No perteneces, no eres un cristiano de los atrios.
Okay. You're not a sanctuary Christian either.
No eres un
the holy place. No, that's Pilgrim Holiness Baptist. That's what he said.
Eso es
Baptista. It's a bride.
Pero la novia.
Uh-huh. She's called in.
That's what we read.
Why would Paul concentrate on the holy place,
Porque
the most holy
Pablo
place?
Se concentraría Isn't that interesting? En el lugar santísimo. ¿No es eso interesante?
And then in chapter 10, he says, let's go in.
10.
But do you know what the whole denominational world says? Oh, hallelujah, I got the blood of Jesus
Pero
Christ.
Dice todo
I'm going
el mundo
in.
Tengo
no, they aren't. He says, because having your heart, no. your conscience sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Por la sangre de Jesús.
That's what he says, Hebrews 10. Having your conscience sprinkled
Pedro dice, teniendo
by the blood of Jesus, now I can enter.
Por la sangre
what does
de
Brother
Cristo
Branham say?
Puedo entrar.
There's only one way in, brothers and sisters.
Hay solo una manera de entrar, hermanos.
Young people.
Jóvenes,
I love you. I would give my life for everyone.
Los amo, daría mi vida por cada uno.
But this is life and death.
Pero
you don't play around.
No trate de.
Okay, this is the word of God.
De la palabra de Dios.
If you believe it, if you accept it in your heart,
si la crees y la aceptas en tu corazón,
the Lord God will work wonders.
El Señor obrará maravillas.
Yeah, can I read this? I'm going to
quote.
Where did I? Oh, this is. Let me just read this. It was, I'll end this last week too, because it's just so encouraging. This is from Revelation chapter 4, part 2, paragraph 278.
Este es muy edificador, Apocalipsis.
Okay. You who are young in heart. Anybody here?
Tú que eres joven en el corazón.
Anybody who's young in the spirit?
Alguien que es joven en el espíritu,
I'm
yo
young
soy.
In the spirit.
Yo soy en el espíritu, yo lo sé.
He says, oh my, do you see?
Oh, Dios, ¿ves?
God declares himself.
Dios se declara a sí mismo.
He loves to.
Él ama hacerlo.
He's Jehovah.
Él es Jehová.
He likes to make himself known.
Él le gusta hacerse conocer.
Okay. Listen to your children.
To jóvenes.
When you're talking niños. With them this week, go to the Proverbs.
Cuando hables con los niños, ve
In
al Proverbs.
All your ways acknowledge him.
En todos sus caminos, okay? Hazle saber.
Train that with your children.
Okay. Eso con tus hijos.
I got to get up. I am having trouble with this school problem.
Tengo Lord, problemas con la escuela.
Would you acknowledge God?
Reconocer
say,
a Dios.
Lord, thank you. You're here to help me.
Señor, gracias. Estás aquí
Lord,
para
I don't have, I'm so tired. I got to get to work and I don't,
tengo
don't
que
have the strength. Lord, I acknowledge you that you are my strength.
Señor, te reconozco.
That you are my help. And then all of
ayuda.
A sudden, watch your days grow full of him.
Y de repente ves los
and you
días
will say
crecer,
with every little incident, thank you, Lord.
Cada pequeño incidente,
thank
gracias,
you, Lord.
Dios. Gracias,
thank
Dios.
You, this.
Gracias.
Yeah. And you will see him all around
y
you.
Lo verás todo alrededor tuyo.
Because, watch,
mira,
what Brother Branham says, he loves to declare himself.
Ama declararse a sí mismo.
Kids,
a sí mismo.
In all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. He shows you that he's there.
Él te escogió.
He's there. He's beside you.
Ahí está junto
he's
a
next to you.
Está junto a ti.
Okay, let me finish.
Déjame terminar.
Oh, he likes to make himself known. I'm so glad for it.
Le gusta hacerse ver. Oh, estoy contento.
He made himself known to me.
Él se me ha revelado.
I know he has to you.
Él, yo sé que lo ha hecho a ti.
Some of you young people just
algunos,
converted.
Algunos de ustedes jóvenes just solamente convertidos.
You might not know him in the power and great things that the older Christians do.
Quizás no lo conocen en el gran poder y gloria que los otros cristianos viejos lo conocen.
But you're coming right on into it.
Pero vienes justamente a eso.
You're coming right up into the King's Highway.
Vienes directamente a la autopista de Dios.
Just keep looking and pressing
continúe
as hard
buscando
as you can.
Y presionando.
Run.
Más fuerte, lo más fuerte
Run.
De poder. Corre, corre.
Run.
Corre.
As hard as you can.
Más, lo más rápido que
Don't
pueda.
Stop for
no
nothing.
Pares por nada.
Just keep on going.
Solo continúa.
Know what he says? Keep on going.
Eso es lo que él dice. Continúa.
We don't want to be idle.
No queremos ser ídolos.
If you're idle, you'll fall.
Si right. estático, si eres estático, cae.
I love him. Come on, musicians.
Oh, le amo.
I love him because he first loved me. Go ahead. my salvation on Calvary's. Let me ask you a question, brothers and sisters. Do you just feel a little tinge of the love of Jesus for you this morning? Do you know where that came from? That came from a God who loves you. That came from a love that God sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. God loves you. That's how the only way you can love Him. Let's stand up and sing to Him. Amen. Sing it to Him personally. You first love me. And purchased my salvation on Raise your hands, make love to your Lord Jesus. Tell him glory to God and to His Lamb. I thank you, Lord. I love you. I love you because you first love.
So grateful this time that you have revealed your word to us. Thank you, Father, for teaching us about the temple and where we have to be, where we belong. Oh Lord, please help us to get to that holy of holy place. Help us, Lord, with our conscience. Help us with our will. We know we have so much of ourselves, but we need Lord to humble ourselves and say, Lord, take over us.
Amen.
We need you so desperately. And this time, signs are displaying. The world is saying, what's going on? But here we are crying out, Lord, help us. Make us perfect as your Son. Make us part of that holy of holies place.
Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Please. That this word that has been imparted to us this day, that doesn't stay and say, oh, that was a good sermon and that's it. But please help us to get to that point where we say, I feel you, Lord, in this moment.
Hallelujah.
And that I know that you're here with me.
Yes.
And that anywhere I go, people can see Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, how I long to be with you in that New Jerusalem. Be part of that New Jerusalem. Help us to get there, Lord. And as well, pilgrims in this world, let us worship you every day and give thanks. Help us, Lord, when we go driving our cars, go to work, go to school, do this and that. You be our focus. We want to dwell with you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're so grateful, Lord, for your word, for this manna that you have given us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.